Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. We appreciate and value listeners and viewers who trust WHYY to help make sense of their community and the world, especially in the context of current public misgivings about the news media's ability to report fully, accurately, and fairly. Let's learn more with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I imagine public trust in media has been eroding for years.
Well, it certainly has. Trust was up in the 50% level, and by trust, I mean a great deal or fair amount of trust in the news media, as you said, to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. And that was up in the 50% range at the latter part of the 1990s and through the beginning of the decade of the 2000s. But around 2003, 2004, that really began to drop off. And today, we have 40% of Americans who say positive things, a great deal or fair amount of trust in the news media. And that's tied for the lowest that we've seen in the history of our tracking this.
Looking back, though, was there something or things specific in 2003 or 4, I'm thinking the war in Iraq, that might have exacerbated that trend?
That might have been part of the reason, because what we really see here is that's when a partisan gap began to widen. In other words, it was the Republicans who really kind of dropped off a cliff in terms of their trust in the news media at that point. Democrats came down a little, but not nearly as much. So the drop overall is really caused by Republicans' loss of faith in the media, and that could in turn have been related, as you say, to news media criticism of President Bush, the Republican president, and or the war in Iraq. So all of it may be intertwined, but what we know is it's really Republicans now who have the very, very low levels of trust in the news media in general.
So aside from political affiliation, how do we assess whether folks consider the media to be too liberal, too conservative, just about right?
Well, there's no question that taken as a whole, Americans are more likely to say the news media are too liberal. Let me be specific with you. 44% of American adults say the news media are too liberal, 34% about right, and 19%, a small number, say that the news media are too conservative. Now, what drives this? Well, it is the fact that Republicans have the strong opinions. Republicans overwhelmingly say that the news media are too liberal, yet when we look at Democrats, they don't reciprocate. They don't say that the news media are too conservative. The Democrats are much more likely to tell us the news media are just about right. So what happens is it's Republicans who tilt the balance towards this overall perception that the news media are too liberal because they feel so strongly about it.
And again, how much has that balance actually tilted in the 15 years since Gallup's been polling on this?
That has not changed as much as has the overall lack of faith in the media. We have seen consistently for the last decade and a half that Americans are more likely to think the news media are too liberal rather than too conservative. And although there have been some fluctuations in that gap, if you look at the trend chart, is held pretty constant for the last decade and a half.
Now let's put this, though, in broader context. This erosion in trust in media, does it mirror a lack of trust in other institutions?
Oh, it does. We've talked a lot about the lack of trust nowadays in the federal government, particularly in the legislative branch. And clearly, this lack of trust is coincident with that. Although I should point out, not all institutions have suffered with this kind of eroding trust. One element of the government that I would point out to you, Dave, is local government. When we ask Americans, how much do you trust the government in your local area? That's very high. That's up at about 72% trust. And when we look at the trend on that, that's really gone up a little, not down. So the lack of trust is really focused on things that are national and rather than local, where Americans still are pretty positive.
As we've discussed before, that portends well for incumbents coming up for election in a few weeks.
Well, it would certainly portend well for incumbents in local races. And as we pointed out, 80-90% of those people will be reelected. When you look at it as a whole, however, we're talking about statewide races, really, Dave, that are going to be the big issue in the November election, because the real interest is whether or not the Democrats will retain control of the Senate.
Lastly, Frank, as is your occasional wont, I understand you have a quiz for me.
I do. Which group, which race and ethnic group, whites, blacks, Asians, or Hispanics, is least likely, Dave, to have a personal doctor?
I'm going to venture Asians.
Well, you're good guess, because Asians are down there with Hispanics at the lower end of the spectrum. Whites are highest at 84%, then African Americans at 76%, then Asians at 64%, and Hispanics at 57%. But what's really important about this is that Asians overwhelmingly tell us that they have health insurance. Hispanics are the least likely of any group that we look at to have health insurance. So that may be natural that Hispanic respondents in our survey say they don't have a personal doctor because they don't have insurance. Asians, however, are way up there with whites in terms of having health insurance, yet they don't have personal doctors. So you see the discrepancy there. And that's what really intrigues us here at Gallup is why is it that Asians, even though they have insurance, don't have a personal doctor?
Part of my calculus was wondering if newer Asians might not be as immersed in Western medicine.
Yes, that's an excellent point, Dave. In fact, that's one of the four reasons that we think could contribute to the fact that Asians, even with health insurance, don't have doctors at the rate that other people do with health insurance. The non-Western medicine may be one. Our data show that Asians are healthier on average than non-Asians, which is a real tribute to the Asian community in this country. They're less likely to be obese, less likely to smoke. They're healthier on other indicators that we track. Furthermore, it may be that Asians are less likely to have as part of their culture having a personal doctor relationship. Maybe they go to storefront clinics or to ERs when they need a doctor. That could be something else. And there may be some language issues as well for more recent Asian immigrants where they're less likely to have a personal doctor.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.